The prison service says 120 inmates in the country's jails are sleeping on mattresses on the floor because of prison overcrowding. The Irish Penal Reform Trust says it's gravely concerned at new figures, which show the number of prison beds has reached capacity. One jail, Limerick Female Prison, has reached 164% of its capacity. As of today, there are 4,408 people in custody, according to the prison service, which says additional accommodation is expected to become available before the end of March. Molly Joyce is acting executive director of the Penal Reform Trust, and she's on the line now. Your concerns, Molly Joyce, around these figures, and well, we've had it from the prison service today that it's resulted in 120 inmates sleeping on the floor.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having us on, Brian. So this is very concerning for us, and I suppose the key thing to kind of get across is the impact of overcrowding and of these high numbers of people sleeping on mattresses and indeed in these kind of, you know, being detained in these overcrowded conditions. The impact is not just on, you know, the simple comforts of actually, you know, being required to not sleep in a proper bed, but being required to sleep on a mattress on the floor, but also more generally the impact on the rehabilitative services and the ability of the prison service to deliver those services, which is a core function of imprisonment. And that has, you know, the impact of overcrowding has a knock-on impact on all of the services within prison. So the rehabilitation services, as I said, in respect of education, but also the healthcare services offered. And this is particularly important in circumstances where we know that many of the people who are detained in our prisons have particular vulnerabilities and needs around mental health, around education. And if they can't be, if they're sitting in these overcrowded conditions, those services simply can't be given to them, which increases the likelihood of reoffending in the future.
The prison service says in a statement that new accommodation in Limerick Prison will provide an additional 90 male places and 22 additional female cell spaces. The new male accommodation is now partly opened, it says. The female accommodation expected to become operational in the first quarter of 2023. So there are more prison places, but you're also arguing that we're still sending too many people to prison.
Yes, absolutely. So while there is some, you know, it's welcome that hopefully the issue, particularly in Limerick Female Prison, as you identified, is a particular concern for us. And then it's welcome that there will be increased and better facilities hopefully available to those women soon. Our core message is that we should stop sending many of the people we send to prison And that's based on the fact that we know that 79% of sentence committals in 2021 were for sentences of 12 months or less. In other words, they were for more low level, less serious types of offending. And look, we have commitments from the Department of Justice. In September of last year, they published a review of penal policy options that specifically kind of put us as target to look at the idea of incorporating prison as a last resort in our legislation and increasing and expanding the use of community-based sanctions based on the idea that this costs less for the taxpayer, but also is more effective in actually addressing the reasons why people might offend in the first place and hopefully preventing that reoffending in the future.
Molly Joyce from the Penal Reform Trust, thanks for talking to us.